Thankful this morning for the song. And I can say I'd rather have Jesus this morning than anything that the world has to offer. I'd like to begin with a question this morning. The title is on the board behind me. It's not in the stuff. It's not in the stuff. A life beyond possessions. The question for you as we begin is, what's going to matter most in the final moments of your life? If this were the last day of your life, what would matter most? And I know maybe we could say, well, I have a day, but let's put it off 6 months, all right? If you knew for a fact that you had 6 months to live, what's going to matter most in those 6 months? Life is so fleeting, and we cannot take anything with us. Scripture says that we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can take nothing out. So all of the stuff that we accumulate, all of the stuff that people are pursuing to gain, at the end of life, no one can take that stuff with them. Not going to be able to take our house. We're not going to take any of our vehicles. We're not going to be able to take the bank accounts. Not going to be able to take any of that stuff that to some people seems so important in this life. There is a scripture in Luke in the 12th chapter. Jesus was teaching. In Luke in the 12th chapter in the 13th verse, it was in response to some young men that came to Jesus as he was teaching. And they said, "Master, tell our brother to give us of the inheritance." In other words, our father has died. And it may be, without getting into all the details of it, it might have been that the older brother, who would have been the executor of the state, the eldest brother would get a double portion among the Jews. So the estate would be divided evenly between at least the brothers, and the eldest brother would get a double portion. So maybe he was holding some back. But they came to Jesus and asked him there in the 12th chapter, find it. I'm in Matthew. I need to go to Luke. Now, Luke in the 12th chapter, I'm getting a little befuddled here with that. In Luke in the 12th chapter, in the 13th verse, one of the company said, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Maybe he's held on to it too long. He needs to fork some of it over. And Jesus said, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you all?" And then Jesus said unto them, "Take heed." Now, when Jesus said to take heed, I would say it deserves our attention, wouldn't you? "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." I'm going to read that again. "A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things," or might I say stuff? Our lives do not consist in the stuff that we possess. The stuff that we possess will not prolong our lives. The stuff that we possess is not going to change our eternal destination. The true value in life is found in deeper things. See, it's not wise for us to take that passage and say, "Well, nothing matters. I'll just be lazy and I'll spend all the time with my family and I'll be lazy and not do any work." No, if anybody should be hard workers, goal-oriented, it ought to be God's people. It should be God's people that are the givers. It should be God's people who are the savers. It is God's people who are the responsible people at school and on the job and in the congregation. It should be God's people that are being responsible with what God has entrusted them as good stewards. And yet, it is a vital truth that we remember this morning that the stuff is not going to prolong our life. And the stuff that people are working for is not going to bring happiness in life. The more stuff you have, I think the more stress it brings. And again, don't take that and say, okay, well, I'm going to try to be poor. It's not the point. But the more that people have, you have more to watch over. You have more to be concerned about. Some of the people I think really at least are the quickest to sing songs of joy are those in some of the poorest countries I've been to. And they don't have the stuff that we have. So it's not stuff that brings happiness, saints. So while we do need some stuff, let's be careful that we do not place too much value on stuff, to the neglect of the things that are truly valuable. Number one is our faith in God. Our relationship with God is of far more value and is going to have far greater eternal implications than any stuff that we have. Have you ever had an older brother, maybe a younger brother or younger sister, don't touch my stuff? In other words, that's mine, don't touch my stuff. You know, I've seen adults grow up and have that same mentality. This is my stuff. I know when young people first get a car, they might be a little bit jealous of that car. They guard that. This is my stuff. It's not yours. You know, I the older I get, you can have actually that car, you can't drive it because it's a rental. But I'd say that the keys to the car, it's just stuff. I guess some of my stuff just got totaled too in the shop. But do you realize the point being is that stuff, what value? Are we going to tie our happiness to stuff? When the storm comes through and you lose your house, did your happiness go with it? When the stock market tanks, actually it did this week, didn't it? When the stock market tanks 15% in the last month, I think, 10%, 15%, depending on where you're looking, do you realize that our happiness and the value of life is not tied to the stock market? You know, if you have $100 and you lose 15%, it's like it's $15, big deal. But what about people that had $1 million? See, they lost $150,000. I read an article that said Nancy Pelosi not lost $7 million just in this last couple of weeks. Do you know the more you have, the more anxiety there might be to it? But Jesus said something. He said, take heed. Be careful, beware, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that he possesseth. And Jesus illustrated this by moving into a parable. Sometimes we read parables and we isolate them, but contextually, the parable that we're going to read now was in light of Jesus' advice and counsel and reminder, it's not in the stuff. He said there was a ground of a rich man that brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. And I want us to understand, and I've been touching on this with the young folks, this was wise of this man to have a plan. Jesus was not teaching against having a financial plan, but he neglected what was most important. The man said, I'm going to pull down my barns and I'm going to build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and goods, and I will say to my soul, see, now here's where he started making his mistake. I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, see, we can have all the plans. You can have all the stuff that you want, and then a storm might come through. The stock market might crash. The cattle and the chicken market might fall. But God said unto him, he said, thou fool. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be that thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. He wasn't saying it was wrong to build a barn, but the problem was that he had neglected the most important thing in life. He was focused on the stuff. But there's a life beyond possessions this morning that is far more critical than the stuff. Because even if someone had their barns full, when they passed away and went into eternity, what good will that stuff do them? It's Jesus' point. Your stuff is not going to be a security blanket for you in eternity. Well, I've been a hard worker, and I've been a saver, and I've been responsible, and I've done all these things. There is no, this stuff does not bring eternal inheritance this morning. And I want to encourage us in our priorities, in the choices and the decisions that we are making, let's remember to prioritize the things of God more than the stuff of this world. He forgot what really mattered. And if this morning, and I think this is a fair question, if this morning all of our stuff here in this congregation was taken away, like Job, all your stuff, no more houses, it's gone. Your barns, those of you that have barns, they're gone. No animals left. No big trucks, no vehicles, no Priuses. No, I don't know what you drive. I'm covering the ground here. No minivans. All of these things are all gone. Stock market completely crashed, wiped out, 100%. Economy's in turmoil, and it is, and it's going to get worse. So, what are we left with? Is your identity shaped in the vehicle you drive? Is your identity come from the size of your barn? Does your identity come from how much you have in the bank account? Or is who you are and your identity as a person founded in something that goes beyond the stuff? Because in eternity, the stuff's not going to be there. And the Lord Jesus was trying to teach that we need to lay up treasure with God. There is nothing more important than our faith and our relationship with God this morning. Because as Jesus said over in Matthew 16:26, for what is a man profited if he gain all the stuff in the world? And I'm putting it into my lingo this morning. What is a man profited if he gain all this stuff in the world and yet lose his own soul? What's a man profited? People are sacrificing this morning their lives in pursuit of stuff at the cost of their soul, at the cost of their health, at the cost of relationships in their life. What are you doing? It's not in the stuff. There is life beyond possessions. Jesus told the parable or the story, the example of he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man that findeth a pearl of great price. And when he finds it, he goes and he sells all that he has, and he goes and buys that one pearl. It's because he found something more valuable. If we sold, are we willing to sell all of our stuff in pursuit of what's more valuable this morning? Is our stuff... See, to get the pearl of great price, he had to sell everything, didn't he? It's because he recognized it had greater value. Is our stuff this morning, and I'm not saying it's wrong to have stuff. Is everybody clear on that? But I want to say the more stuff you get, the more tied down you're going to get, the more stress it's going to cause if you're not placing more value on eternal things, on your relationships with people, relationships in your home. Your walk with God is more important than your stuff this morning. Is our stuff causing us to miss greater opportunities? You see, because if he was not willing to sell all his other pearls to be able to go get that one pearl, he'd say, I'm not willing to sell it. It meant he was missing an opportunity of a lifetime. And I have seen many, as you have put so much value on their stuff that they weren't willing to put what is of greater value. They weren't willing to prioritize and put it first in their life. There was an opportunity cost by holding on to the stuff. What are you doing this morning? What is your legacy? Sometimes people don't talk a lot about it, but every once in a while I'll still hear someone talk about, this is my legacy. When I'm gone, this is what I want to be remembered. If you died today, what would your legacy be? What would you leave behind you? Do you want your legacy to be that you had a lot of money in the bank? Do you want it to be about who gets your truck? Do you want it to be about who gets your house? What's your legacy? What's most important? I'll tell you what I want my legacy to be. I want people to remember that I put God first. And people only remember that if we do that. Are you putting God first this morning? Are you putting the work of God above your stuff? Stuff has taken too many people away from their service to God. They're not giving God time. They're not taking time for worship. They're not taking time personally for worship. They're not taking time for collective worship because of my stuff. They're not taking time to live out the commission of sharing the gospel because I'm so busy with my stuff. There's something of greater value than stuff this morning. I'm not preaching against stuff, but we need to do some prioritizing, and may I say reprioritizing. In my life, the Lord has come and dealt with me different times when I get a little bit too occupied with some stuff. It wasn't sin. And he'd say, you need to back off here. I'd say, yes, Lord. And I'd back off, and then a few years later, the Lord comes along, Michael. Same thing. You need to back off here. It's taking up too much mental energy, taking up too much of your thought process. I want you to keep focused on me and my work. Yes, Lord. What about in your life? There's life beyond possession, saints. Lord, help us. There was, many of you know, have heard about John D. Rockefeller. Richest man, one of the richest men at his time. He was by far the richest man alive. Had Standard Oil. And in his mid-50s, he became very ill. And he lost his hair. He had all of his hair, I mean, eyebrows, everything. He had got a disease of some kind, had digestive problems and stress-related illnesses. And the doctors apparently told him, they said that you're not going to live much longer if you don't change your lifestyle. So he retired, and he focused on giving rather than making. And his health improved, and he lived to be 97 years old. You know what the scripture says? It is more blessed to give than to receive. But lest anybody misunderstand that illustration, because I've heard this, people say, well, I'm going to work hard so I have something to give. But if you commit your life to amassing stuff, I'm going to tell you, when you get older, it's going to be hard to let your hands off of it. People say, well, I'm just going to work hard, and they're not even given 10% like the Old Testament. Actually, that was more closer again, closer to 30% if we want to get down to really what the Old Testament teaches. But it was they're not even giving a base. It's like, well, I'm just saving up now, and then later when I have a lot, I can do big things for God. It's not going to happen. Because if we're not faithful in the little things, we're not going to be faithful in the great things. And the more stuff you get, the harder it is to let your hands off of it. Is that true? And so what he's teaching, the lesson he wants us to get hold of, though, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Don't wait till you have a lot to give. Be faithful to give what you have. The little ability, the little time, the little money, Lord, I may not have much, but if I have a cup of water, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus, because there's greater value in service than there is a big bank account. There's greater value in sacrificing the potential for stuff to minister to someone that is in need and gain a lot of prestige, be making $250,000 a year or more. And some of you might say, well, I mean, you'd be glad to make $100,000. Maybe you'd be happy to make $50,000. But whatever the case is, service for the Lord is more important than how much money you make. I believe that. When the Lord calls and says, leave your stuff, I want you to know it's worth leaving your stuff. There was a man, some of you may have heard of, read of him in history, Thomas Carlyle. He was a philosopher, historian, a writer of great influence in the 1800s. And he was obsessed with his work. And after his wife died, in reading her journal, he recognized that she had been felt very neglected and lonely. And history says, at least one historian said, that Thomas Carlyle's life after that was greatly defined by his grief and regrets that he had not taken time to build the relationship with his wife that he should have. Because he was obsessed with stuff. Stuff is not all about money, okay? Stuff can be intellectual pursuits. It may be things that I'm just interested in, and so I'm focused on that to the neglect of. And he wrote later in life, he said, if I had loved her better, she would have been happier. So this morning, when we look on our relationships, are we going to be fulfilled or full of regret at the time that we have spent with people in our life? Are we unintentionally neglecting some of our loved ones today? There are a lot of parents that are neglecting their children in pursuit of stuff. And there are also a lot of grown children who are neglecting their parents in pursuit of stuff. Marriages are under attack in our society. And if it's not the stuff, it is the pursuit of stuff. So you may say, maybe you say, well, I haven't got a lot, or I haven't, but it's the pursuit of it. If it's to the neglect, it's not right if it's to the neglect of things of deeper value, your faith and the work that God has for you to do, your relationships with each other, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, in the congregation. Do you realize we need one another this morning? I have noticed something, and I'm not throwing any stones at anybody. I'm speaking generally. But I've noticed in just congregations, sometimes there are people that might advocate saying, maybe the saints don't have as many activities in some other churches. And it just seems like they don't do as much. And then something is arranged for people to get together and do something, and then people don't show up. Where are we placing our priorities? I know we can't all be at everything. I understand that. But folks, relationships are important. The fabric of congregations are very important. And there are bonds that are made in a greater way outside of service than sometimes in service. What are we doing to facilitate closer relationships among God's people throughout the week? Do you think we can do better? Do you think we need to prioritize some things? Because folks, as the day comes, as the day is approaching, we need to encourage and be a support and a strength to one another. That's some food for thought. Some of you have maybe heard about Jim Carrey, and I looked this up because I love this quote, and I'm not promoting the man, but what he said. Jim Carrey, famous actor, he said, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer." I like that. In the sense that the answer is not in wealth, it's not in fame, it's not you young folks thinking, "Oh, my dreams, if I can just do this." And you will find at the end of the road that happiness does not come from the stuff. True joy in this life and in the life to come is going to come from our relationship with God, our relationship with one another. Husbands, wives, value one another. Prioritize your relationship. Your children, you young folks, you young men and you young women, you prioritize your relationship with your parents as much as you can. Because at the end of the road, if I've been successful in the eyes of the world, when I get old, very good likelihood that I'll be old and lonely because I've neglected relationships along the way. And all the money in the bank, hire and all the help in, there's still not someone that calls me and is there by my side because I took time for them. It's not in the stuff. In life beyond possessions. Lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Jesus was not again condemning saving money, but he was addressing the purpose, putting things that are valuable first. So as we close this morning, what are we pursuing in our life? What are you pursuing this morning? Where are we investing our time? Where are we investing our energies? Are we chasing after things this morning that are going to fade or that are going to last forever? I think the message is clear. Life does not consist in the abundance of the stuff. Life does not consist in the abundance of the stuff, but our worth, our hope, our eternity is not found in stuff, but it's found in faith, it's found in serving God, and found in loving others. So I would that we evaluate what really matters this morning, and let's not spend so much time on the stuff to the neglect of our faith and our relationships. I want to be found faithful. I want to practice what I preach, so you pray for me, because it's not in the stuff. There's a life beyond possessions. Amen.